Joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Oscars Day.
Oh, thank you very much. I hope I can stay awake, you know, to see. Let's hope they don't run over tonight. Right. I have a word for you that describes today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, it's February 29th, which only comes
right.
around every 4 years. Bisextile.
Oh, yeah.
B-I-S-S-E-X-T-I-L-E is the official word for today. So there, you can use that in whatever crossword you want from now on. All right, well, we got an extra day this year. We're playing a puzzle, and you gave us a challenge last week that was pretty tough. And there were, even though you said it could be solved with pen and pencil, some of our listeners use pretty inventive methods to try and solve it. Would you restate the challenge, please?
Yes, it came from Alan O'Donnell of the British team at the World Puzzle Championship last fall. And I said a private pilot wants to take three friends up for a flight, and he needs to know the combined weight of his three passengers. Now, I said the three passengers are sensitive about their weight, and none of them will let anyone else know how much he weighs. And no scale at the flying club is big enough to weigh more than one person at a time. How does the pilot quickly get the accurate combined weight of the three passengers?
Now, as someone who has been asked my weight when I flew on a very small plane in the Caribbean, I highball it. I don't care. I'll tell them I weigh more than I do so that the weight will work out. But what is your answer and how did you figure it out?
Passenger number one weighs himself, adds a random number to the result, and passes the total on a slip of paper to number two. Second passenger weighs himself, adds his result, and hands the total on a new slip of paper to number three. The third passenger does the same and hands the new total on another slip of paper to number one. Passenger number one subtracts his random number, and voila, the result is the exact combined weight of the three passengers, and no one else knows what anyone else's individual weight is.
Well, our randomly chosen winner out of about 500 listeners coming up with an answer is Mark Kelly. He joins us from Oakland, California. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
Hey.
Hi.
What do you do there in Oakland?
Well, I'm planning on opening a restaurant soon.
Oh, really? What kind of restaurant?
It's going to be a soup-based restaurant. We're going to be planning on serving 6 or 7 different types of soups, mostly organic, natural ingredients.
Wow. You're a Jerry Seinfeld fan then, right?
Exactly. There you go.
Excellent. Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Yeah, I've been listening probably since the beginning and sending in answers for a couple of 3 years now.
Oh, wow. Well, welcome to the program. You sound very enthusiastic. Are you ready to play?
I sure hope so.
All right. Well, Will, meet Mark. Let's play this game.
All right, Mark, every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form of blank and blank, where one word goes in each blank. Now, I've changed a single letter in each word to get a new word. And in each phrase, it's the same letter of the alphabet in both words that has been changed. For example, if I said caps and rubbers, you would say cops and robbers. And in each case, the letter you're changing becomes an O.
Okay.
All right, number one is tread and gutter, T-R-E-A-D and G-U-T-T-E-R. Tread and gutter. And it's the same letter you're changing to.
Bread and butter.
Bread and butter. Excellent. Number two is coax and pie, C-O-A-X, and P as in Peter, I-E.
Coat and tie.
Coat and tie. Good job. Gig and topic, G-I-G, and T-O-P-I-C. Gig and topic.
Is this a cocktail?
Yes.
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic. Good job. Fist and clips. That's F as in Frank, I-S-T, and C-L-I-P-S. Fist and clips. Something you would eat.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, is it?
I don't know where I was going with that one.
Try this one. Dive and yearn. D-I-V-E and Y-E-A-R-N.
Live and learn.
Live and learn is right. Skid and boxes. S-K-I-D as in dog. B-O-X-E-S.
Skid and boxes. Leanne, this is where I need you.
Okay. Do you ever listen to a Kink song? She's don't eat no mashed potatoes. She looks like...
And yeah. Skin and bones.
Yeah.
Skin and bones. What a great clue.
Thank you.
Pant and prevent. That's P as in Peter, A-N-T, and prevent.
These aren't easy.
No, they sure aren't.
Think of the two tenses that exist aside
past
from...
Past and present.
Past and present. Yes. Good clue. And your last one is clock and digger. CLOCKDIGGER.
Cloak and Dagger.
Nice. Cloak and Dagger is it.
Oh, Mark, what a great player you were. Boy, these were not easy. They required a lot of brain work, and you were right. Really, you were right there. Nice work. Well, you know the drill. We're going to send you some things today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, it's Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Mark, what's your public radio station out there in Oakland, California?
Well, we usually listen to you on KQED, but we're also members of KALW and KCSM.
I love that M word, that member word. That's a great word. And also for Mark, Mark Kelly in Oakland, California. What a terrific player you are. Good luck with your restaurant, and thanks for playing with us.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it a lot.
All right. Okay, Will, we have a challenge, our bisextile challenge. What do you have for us?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish, who's had challenge puzzles here before. Think of a four-letter word that means to attack physically. Then think of another four-letter word that means to attack verbally. Finally, rearrange all the letters to get an eight-letter word that means to attack physically or verbally. What are the three words? So again, a four-letter word that means to attack physically, another one that means to attack verbally, rearrange all the letters, and you get an eight-letter word that means to attack physically or verbally. What are the three words?
Oh, boy, that is a challenge. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot, as always.
Thanks, Leanne.